Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara brings that Ezra made Asarat Takonis Tikkun Ezra. And the Gemara goes through each Takana to explain why Ezra made the Takana. First Takana, the Gemara brings down Sheyu Koyre Bebincha B'Shabbes. Mishum Yeshve Kronis. The Ezra was besakin that there's a Kriyas HaTorah on Mincha and Shabbos. And Rashi explains Mishum Yeshve Kronis. Yeshve Chanuya is Koyim Eisachol. People that store owners that the whole week they iske b'schayra be'in koyrim b'shedim v'chamishi tikon b'ginayu kriya yisera. It's mashma Rashi that the aside of the Takada of Kriya Satari by Mincha was that it was Ashlaba for Shadi V'Chabishi, for those people that didn't make it to the base of Knesset of Shadi V'Chabishi, they didn't make it to Shuad Shadi V'Chabishi to hear the Kriya Satari, because they were busy with their Schayra, the Yeshve Chaduyes. So therefore, Ezra made a new Takada that at least on Shabbos they'll be there and they'll hear the Kriya by Mincha on Shabbos. So it's Ashlaba for the Takada of Shadi V'Chabishi. The Shita brings down from the Goin, and he learned that Yeshve Kronis means that after the Suda on Shabbos, Ezra was scared people to sit around doing nothing, getting drunk and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. So therefore, he was besaked that there should be a Kriyas HaTorah, that everyone will come to the shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and that will keep them doing the right, the proper things on Shabbos, and not be Isaac in things that Yeshve Kronis are Isaac. And with this, the Shita explains that's the reason why we have the bidding to say by Minchat Shabbos before Kriyas HaTorah, we need to say Hashem. And he explains that the Pesukim before that in Tehillim say Yisichu bi Yoshvei Shar the Gidei Sheisei Shechar, that the people, other people, are sitting with the Gidei Sheisei Shechar, the party with Shechar, drunk parties. Vanis Vilasi L'Chashem Esrotzin. That even though this would be a time where the passively would be Yoshvei Kronis after the Suda Shabbos, people ate a lot. That was the whole point of the Takaras Ezra that he made, that you should be come to shul to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. In Masechta, the Bogan Avram in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Kisvkat the Gimel brings down a Masechta Sefer that seems to say that this Kriyas HaTorah that we carry by Mincha, who are did on Yontif, not only on Shabbos, who are did on Yontif, we make a Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. And the Magen Avraham says it's a Torah Seferim, because it's not the halacha, we don't make a Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, it's a Torah Seferim in the Masechta Seferim. You look in the Goyin over there, in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, he argues, and he says, no, that the Masechta Seferim, it's before the other place, Masechta Seferim, but Emes holds that on Yotiv also there was a Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. In the Rambam, you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, and Hachas Tefillah, Halacha Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says that the bidding is not to make a Kriyas HaTorah by Yotiv, only on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And the Rabbeinu Menoyach over there on the Rambam explains the reason why there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif is, because he says, on Shabbos, all the food's ready, you come home, you eat, and then you have nothing to do afterwards. I should get in Yontif. On Yontif, you're able to prepare the food. You could shech behebes at Yontif. You could prepare all Suda. So by the time a person prepares his whole Suda and finishes, there's not so much time left over. And therefore, Ezra didn't have a reason to make the Takada of Kriyas HaTorah. Well, Chayyur Lefiah Rashi explains that the whole Takada of Kriyas HaTorah b'Shabbos was for those that missed out on Beis V'Hei. Abdafka B'Chal would be any svara that you should have a Mincha on Yontif. The whole svara is that every week we want to make sure that at least once a week these Yeshua Kronos, these people that don't come to Shul, don't hear the other Kriyas HaTorah, they'll hear it on Shabbos by Mincha. Masha'ikin, why would just, if Yontif falls out on Tuesday, why would we have to make a special, why would there be a Takada to make a Kriyas HaTorah? So Chayyur Lefiah Rashi, it's Pasha, why there's no Takada of Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif. Rabbi Menayach, the comes to explain a different reason. The Chayyur, it seems that he understands, like the Shita, that the reason always why we make it is because of Yeshve Kronis, like the Shita explains, because we're scared that people are going to make too much parties on Shabbos after the Suda. And therefore, he explains that on Yontif, you don't have this problem. If you look in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam brings down the Ikar Takada of Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, on Shabbos, he does, the Rabbi Menayach does bring Rashi, but he adds on his mark of it together with the time of the Shita, and Tzarechin and the Kavana of Rabbi Menayach over there. The Shibay the Aleket in Siman Kuf Chavav, he says another reason why Ezra wasn't misakin on Yontif Kriyas HaTorah. He says, "Bis Ezra held like the Shito that on Yontif it's either Kulei Hashem or Kulei Lachem, and therefore he wasn't Misakin Kriyas HaTorah." So, exactly what the Kavan of Shpoy Lechet. The Pashup shot would be is that since there's a din of Kulei Lachem, there's a hog of Kulei Lachem, so Ezra didn't feel that it was the right thing to be Misakin, that people should come to Shul for Kriyas HaTorah. A person wants to do Kulei Lachem, he wants to eat the whole day. Maybe the Bishop Lechem is a different svar that the Achreinim explain when on the time of the tour. The tour explains a different reason why we name, say, Vanis Filosi, the tour in Simon Reish Sadi Beis. He explains, similar to what we said before, he says that when we come in Vanis Filosi, we say that the Goyim, had they had their Chagim, the Goyim's Chagim, they sit and they become Shikr. And we, even though we ate on Shabbos and we were Mekayim Oynik Shabbos, Hafal Pikein, we're coming afterwards to come to Damat Hashem, Anis Filosi Locha Hashem Eis Ratzin. So the Achreinim say to Magen Avraham over there in Simrei Sadi Beis, the Prisha, they both bring down a Tam, that the reason why we don't say this Vanis Filosi on Yontif is because since it's not Muchach that people eat on Yontif, it could be it's Kulei Hashem. A person could do Kulei Hashem. So it doesn't apply on Yontif this minute to say Vanis Filosi, because the whole Svar of Anis Filosi is, but maybe a person would eat. So maybe that would be a svara, maybe what the Shmuel Lechem means here. Also, legabe the Kriyas HaTorah itself. That the whole reason why he made Kriyas HaTorah is because people are going to eat, like the Shita explained. But if there's a Hanhag of Kulei Hashem, so maybe it wouldn't apply the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah on Minchan Yontif. It's Sarachin and the Kavana of the Shmuel Lechem. Now, in Yom Kippur, we do have a Kriya by Mincha. And Rekivega and Achuvah is mistapic. What's the site of this din kriya? Is the din kriya like Shabbos, mitzad that Kedushas Yom Kippur, or it's like every tainus? And every tainus we know that there's a kriya on by Mincha. So Rekivega is mistapic if the Kedushas Yom Kippur itself is also machayev a kriya similar to Shabbos. And the nafkamina is what happens if someone's not fasting. If someone's a chayle sheish b'sakana, so he doesn't fast Yom Kippur. So in a regular tainus, someone that's not misaneh can't get aliyah. Is not mischayev in the kriyas haTorah of the tainus. He doesn't get aliyah. So Rekivega over there in the tshuva chav dalet is done on Yom Kippur by Mincha, where is the kriyas haTorah, but the kedushas Yom Kippur similar to Shabbos, and therefore has nothing to do with someone's misaneh and not misaneh. Or no, it's din a tainus, and therefore only if someone's misaneh. Yesh la'ayin lefi the time that we brought before. Yesh la'achkar, you could dan each one if it applies the svara. If it applies to Svara by Yom Kippur or not. Right, the Yom Kippur, there's no Svara of Yeshre Kronos. People aren't eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Yeshlein, each time, Bechari Kedan, whether or not it applies to the Kivega Suffolk. And the Emek Bracha, in Yonah Kriya Satera, Simon Hay, he says that it's before Shemachek Yushayim in the Marachai and Bab Madlikim, and he brings it to Vilna Goyin, was already Machriya, for the fact that we have Avtera by Yom Kippur, must be that it's Midin Tainus. And therefore, the Emek Bracha Paskas La'alocha, that someone that's not Mis'aneh shouldn't get Aliyah on Yom Kippur by Mincha. And then the Gemara goes on the next Takan of Ezra. That next Takan is, Shehu Koyrim B'Sheini V'Chamishi. So the Gemara asks, Ezra, Tikun V'Amayikara, have a Miskana. The Gemara asks that we already, the Takana was before Ezra, they already made the Takana. The Tanya, the Yelchu Shleishes Yom Amidra Velimatsu Moyim, Dorsh Yeshuv is Amro Imayim El Torah, Shnei Mahaykot Samu Lechuba Mayim, Kim Shalchu Shleishes Yom Velay Torah, Nilu, they went 3 days without learning Torah, Nilu, they got worn out. Omnu Nevi'im Shebeinayim, but Tiknu Lehem Shu Kairim B'Shabbos, the Kair on Shabbos, Umafsikim Echo B'Shabbos, but Kairim B'Sheini, Umafsikim B'Shlishi Arvi, but Kairim B'Chamish, Umafsikim Erev Shabbos, Gishulinu Gimel Yom Velay Torah. So Gemara asked that we already had a takana to be Kaira Beis Vehei, and the time of takana was that people shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. That way you have Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday, you never get 3 days without Torah. So what? Asked the Gemara, what are we saying that it was Ezra takana? It was Bisman Moshe, it was Bisman the Nevi'im, Bisman Moshe made it takana. So Gemara answers two truths. Either Beikara Tiktu Chad Gavar Tlosip Psuki, that the takana, Bimei Moshe, was one person to lane three psukim, to be Kaira three psukim. Inami, three people, three psukim. Each person one pasuk. And he was misakin that you need three people and ten psukim altogether. Keneged asar batlon. So Taisvis, in the Ramasak Desha Linu Gil Yom Balei Teira, asks that why were they misakin dafkom on Sheni V'chamishi? Chor Taisvis Kash, Taisvis Bizdasi. Could have been misakin on Yom Shlishi. Why do you do a chain of chutz? You do kiddush shlishi v'chamishi. Or shlishi v'shishi maybe. Why do you do a dafka sheni v'chamishi? So Tosfos answers, Yeshloimar b'shem da'omar b'medrash Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom olav ha'chamishi l'kabel luchas achreinos v'yorad b'sheni v'nisratza le'amokam l'fisha ya'is rotzen b'is aliyah v'irid ha'kabel b'sheni v'chamishi. When Moshe went to be mekabel luchas, so there was an eis rotzen, and the beginning when he went up was on sheni, and when he came down was on chamishi. And Tosfos goes through a whole long Tosfos to explain if you all the shittas how this works out. Tosfos says that yom sheni v'chamishi are yomei rotzen, and therefore they were mesaket tafka that the kriyas haTorah should be on yom sheni v'yom chamishi. The Torah's Chaim asks that l'chayra this pasuk of a yelchus shloishes yom amibav leimatzu mayim. It was before Matan Torah. So how could Tosfos say that the reason why they were masakin a Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni v'Chamishi was because Moshe went up later on and went up on Sheni, came down v'Chamishi, but the Takana L'Chayra was before Moshe Rabbeinu went up for Kriyas, this story of when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Torah. And he asked another question, why does it say Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneim? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu should have been masakin this. Why would a Nevi'im masakin? And he asked also that L'Chayra they didn't have a Sefer Torah yet. They didn't have a full Sefer Torah yet. So how can you can't be Kayer with can't be Yetzir Kriyas HaTorah with a Sefer Torah Chaser? So the Teres Chaim says that no, that the Takana was later on. Takana wasn't b'shas the pasuk of Ayelchus Shleishes Yomim b'mivay Matzumayim. They made a Takana afterwards. He says after Moshe Rabbeinu was after Misas Moshe, and that's why it's talking about when they already had a full Sefer Torah. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't misakin it. They were misakin it later on. It was a takana that happened later on. And that's why they were able to be misakin on Yom Beis Vehei. Just the Gemara means that they looked back and they saw what happened when people went 3 days without learning Torah. That's why they were misakin this takana. But the takana only happened later. It didn't happen then. B'shas that pasuk. But if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah and Parak Yabez Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that Moshe Tikin, the Rambam doesn't bring like Arad Lashon of the Brice that we have, that Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneim. Haram says, Moshe Tikin. So the Kesef Bishta over there says that even though in Arab Gemara it's not mash like that, but the Rambam understood Tikin Nevi'im Shebeneim means Moshe, because he was a Navi HaGadol, and all the Nevi'im were part of his Bezdin. So Nevi'im Shebeneim, of course, means Moshe Rabbeinu and his Bezdin. And he says that they would never. No, other people, the Nevi'im, wouldn't do something without Moshe's Haskama, and therefore the Rambam understood that Amdu Nevi'im B'nei'im is referring to Moshe. Elav Roy LeYachas Ha'inyim, the Kesef Mishnah says. And Yushalmi, that the Rif breaks down also to Furish, that Moshe Rabbeinu was one that was besakin it. But I'm not like the Teres Chaim, assuming that it was a Nevi'im, and it was after me, says Moshe. They're learning that it was Moshe Rabbeinu, they could use part of the Teres Chaim's Teres that it was after Matan Torah, but Kapana Moshe, the Rambam's before that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was besakin this takana. As Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Megillah, where the Halacha we know that we lain Megillah, the Bnei Akforim, or Makdam Yema Knisa, so the Yerushalmi explains the reason why the Kforim come into Yema Knisa is to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So the Yishalmi over there asks that L'chayra, Ezra was one that was Mesakin Kriyas HaTorah. Ezra was after Mordechai v'Esther. So how could it be that there's a din that they were Mesakin to make the Megillah for the Bnei Akforim on Yom Beis V'Heibis? They came in for Kriyas HaTorah, if there wasn't yet the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. So L'chayra, this Yishalmi seems to hold not like Arasugya. Arasugya says clearly that Ezra was not the one that was Mesakin this Takana. He was just the one that was Meisif, how many temps took him, the Takana Moshe Rabbeinu already made. If you look in the Rashba, the beginning of Megillah, the Rashba asks this kasha, L'chayra, the Yishalmi, not like Ergomara, and the Rashba answers that, interesting teretz, that the B'nai Akforim wouldn't come in just for the Kriyas HaTorah that they had then, just to hear three psukim, they wouldn't come in. Once Ezra's besakin, this special takana of Asura psukim with plus a Gavri, that's already a more chash of a Kriyas HaTorah, and that was only then when they would come in. And therefore, asked the Yishalmi that L'chayra, that takana wasn't yet instituted Bizman Mordechai v'Esther, and therefore just for the Takana that they did Bizman Moshe, wouldn't have been enough that they should come to the B'nai Akforim should travel in to the bigger cities to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. There's an interesting Shaila in the Paiskim. What's the halacha if someone, or if a Tzibor, B'shoigig, Ba'ines wasn't able to make a Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Sheni. What's the deal? Could it be Mashlim on Tuesday on Yom Shlishi? So the Elio Rabba, Simon Kuflam and Hei, brings down from a Gilyan Magad Avram that yes, you could be Mashlim. Someone could be Mashlim if B'Shegi, someone misses the Tzibur misses a Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni. He can be Mashlim on Shlishi. And the Elio Rabba is Choylik, and he says that Mashlim and Rishonim, when Rishonim discuss to be Mashlim, if you miss one parsha, the halacha is that you Mashlim that parsha of the, if you, on Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos, you Mashlim the next Shabbos. He says it's Mashbat Stafka, the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos, but if you're not going to be Mashlim, you're going to be missing that parsha. Shaking HaKriya of Yontif, you don't have to be Mashlim, because that, you'll be Kriya any Albus man when you get up to that parsha on Shabbos. So he says, therefore, who adin Sheni v'chamishi, there's no Indian to be Mashlim Sheni v'chamishi, because you're going to be any Albi Kriya that Kriya on Shabbos, the following Shabbos. And therefore, he argues, he says, there's no Din HaShlom. The Birke Yosef over there in Simon Kuflam and Hey brings from Atera Zakenim, that he says, yeah, he also holds like this Gilyan Magad Avram that you are Mashlim on Shlishi, but he speaks out that Stafka on Shlishi, if you miss on Sheni, you Mashlim on Shlishi. If you miss on Chamishi, then there's no Ashlama. But since if you miss on Chamishi, the last time you were Kaira was on Yom Sheni, was on Monday, and you already missed the 3 days without Torah. That means he understands that Torah's Kenan, there was a Takana that you shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. So if you miss on Sheni, you can still be Mekayim the Takana by doing it on Tuesday. Mashiach, if you miss on Yom Chamishi, so then already it's too late. You already missed the 3 days. You already went through 3 days. And therefore, there's no Indian to go be Mashlim on Yom Shishi on Friday. And the Birkei Yosef brings down from Sefer Maseis Moshe that he asks on this Ateres Kenim, on this Shita that you can be Mashlim. He says that we see in the Rishonim discuss that someone that misses Kriyas, if the Tzivah misses a Kriyas Ateres on this Shabbos, they're Kriyas two parishes the next Shabbos. If there will be an Indian that you shouldn't go 3 days without Torah and you go be Mashlim, then the last time they were Kaira was on Thursday, was on Yom Chamishi, and they should go and they should be Kaira on Sunday. So that way they shouldn't do it. And so Mashlim from the Rishonim, there's no such Indian. There's no din that we should always make a Kriya that you shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. So the Birkei Yosef is Matzuch, and maybe that they weren't Matzuch you to do because it's Bittul Malacha on a regular working day to go read the whole Parsha would be too much. But just to be Mashlim, the Kriya of Beis Vehei, a small Kriya that you could do. And the Masses Maisha says also that you see from Taisus that they were Masakad Dafka on Yom Beis Vehei. They weren't Stam Masakad. They were Masakad Dafka Beis Vehei, like Taisus says, it's Yimei Rotzen. So you can't go to sleep on a Tuesday. So that the Birkei Yosef says, that true that they were Masakad on Beis Vehei, but the Ikra Takano was Shalyahu Gimel Yom Beloi Tayro. Therefore, it could be, it's Mestavir like the Ataris Kenan, that you could go and be Kaira on Yom Gimel. L'maisa to be alocha on Simon Kufla ben Hey, paskid bachriya like the El Yerabol at the Masses Moish that we not mashlim. If you miss on Monday and Thursday, over as mani batal karboni, you're not mashlim, and though that kriya. The Gemara goes on to explain the takana shiu mechapsim b'chamishi b'shabbos shum kovet Shabbos that you the Ezra made a takana that you should wash the clothing on Thursdays on chamishi b'shabbos, and the Gemara explains b'shum kovet Shabbos. Of covered Shabbos. So the Magad Avram in Simereish Mem Beis, Sivkot and Gimel, is Mashma, that Takono was not to be Mechabes and Begodim. And the Machzor Shak over there explains that's a thing to wash clothing for Shabbos, that's Poshet. You don't need Ezra to come in Mesakin. We do covered Shabbos, someone has to go and wash his clothing, make sure his clothing are clean for Shabbos. The Takono was not to do it on Erev Shabbos, to go do it before Erev Shabbos, do it on Thursday. So that way, you should have time in Erev Shabbos to prepare properly for Shabbos. That was the Takana. Takana had nothing to do with the washing. Takana was not to wash it on Erev Shabbos, and to wash on Thursday. But the Master Shach over there brings that the Elia Rabba is Chilek, and he says, no, that the Takana was to go be Bechabbos. They were besakin on Thursday, because on Friday there's no time. On Erev Shabbos, it's a very busy day, it's hard to wash. They were besakin to do it on Thursday, but the Ikka Takana was like the Pashtus is Mashba, the Takana was to wash. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Simon Reish Ben Beis of Katan Hay and the Sharatzi and Sivkatan Tezayin is Bachri like the El Yerabo, like the Pashtus of the Loshan of the Gemara here, that there was a Takana to go be Mechabes, and a person has to be careful to be Mechabes. Mishpura says you should make sure not to go a lot of Shabbos with one baggage, that you should go and wash it in between every Shabbos. Shloy Levatza, Takana Ezra. The Gemara brings another, the next Takana, Shu Oichon Shum be Erev Shabbos, and a person should eat Shum on Erev Shabbos, Mishum Oino. Rashi explains that Shum oyna shem mitzvahs oyna b'leilei Shabbos k'dor Yudah v'ashum marbes hazera. The shum is marbes hazera. Like the Gemara brings a price, so chamisha dvarim nemar b'shum, and one of them is marbes hazera. So that's the reason why Ezra was besakin that you should eat shum on Arab Shabbos. So the Yamshel Shlomo over here is bedaikta from the Losha to the price is mashma that you should eat it on Arab Shabbos. And he says it's mustaver like that, that the Rebbe Azera doesn't happen right away. You have to digest it. The shum has to go into your body, so you can't eat it right before, you can't eat it at night. You have to eat it all the way, you have to eat it sometime before. So he says mustaver to eat it on Arab Shabbos. But he brings that the Losha and Mishnah, the Dharm, Hansamach Gimel and Beis, the Mishnah over there says, Rabbi Yisrael ben Omer, Koinim Shum Shani Toyim Ad Shetei Shabbos. So even though the Loshen will pashtus be mashma that there's an Isser Shum, he's making another even on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Eni Osar Al Leilu Shabbos, he's only Osar Till El Shabbos, because we know that the person's Kavana Shon is Chavin Zeh, El Ad Shosh, Derek Bnei Adam Lechol Shum. It's mashma clearly, that you eat the Shum on Shabbos, on El Shabbos. And the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis writes, that his Loshen is at B'tchilas HaLayla. You should eat it B'tchilas HaLayla. Maybe that's the Kavana of Erev Shabbos. Maybe it's going on because it's right at the beginning of the B'tchilas HaLayla. So the Yabshah Shoeva says that the Maisa we see that Mashba over there, that not like that you do it by night. And he says maybe it takes very quick. The Indian of the Shum goes very quickly. It's Akal very quickly. And the Rambam over there in the Pirush Mishnayis in the Dorim, he explains the Inyan of the Chila Shum. He says v'sayeya lehem l'tashmish, that the Shum was v'sayeya lehem l'tashmish, and he writes derech macholim ba'artzum l'fi their how they ate and their the ways of their lands. This was v'sayeya lehem l'tashmish. So the Chida in Machzik Brocha and Siman Reish Pei says that this is the reason why the Rambam does not bring the this Takanas Ezra and Yad HaChazaka. And the Rambam says for Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam does not bring down this Takanas Ezra to be Eichel Shum on Erev Shabbos. And the Machzik Brocha explains, but the Rambam explains clearly over here in the Pirush Mishnayis that the whole Indian of Shum was only the Fiderech Macholim Ma'aretzim, doesn't apply to everyone. And therefore, the Takanas not negate to us, the Rambam holds. If you look in the Goin and by Serav and bring in Eich Kuf Chav Dalad, Goin brings down, you should be Eichel Shum, and he says, even a Bachar, a Filo a Bachar, it's not negated Tam at Takana, but it seems that the Goin holds that there was a Takana, Ezra was Besaka to eat Shum, Tam was out to be Marbezera, but there's a Takana, you have to eat Shum, regardless if the reason applies or not. And the Rambam over there, Pirush Mishnayis goes on, and the Rambam says, Ukvar Yedatos, She'oines Talmidei Chomim is on Shabbos, Rambam says that in addition to that, the fact that it's Zman Oynig Talmid Chomim, Shabbos is Zman Oynig, and so Oynig means all types of Hana, L'vnei Adam Kulam. So the Rambam is coming to explain that the Gemara is a little hard to understand. The Gemara explains that Hillel Ezra is Besakin Shom because it's Oynig Talmid Chachamim. The Takana of Shum wasn't dafka for Talmidei Chachamim, it was for all people. All people don't have an Oyna dafka on Shabbos. So therefore, the Rambam explains that chutz from them, there's also an Inyan of Oynig Shabbos. There's an Inyan of doing Tashmid on Shabbos, that's Oynig Shabbos. And therefore, there's an Inyan of Shum for everyone. And the similar ideas in the Rosh, and Aras Sugi over here, and I see a test, the Rosh says, that Zman Oyna hi b'Shabbos, Shonemer v'shomru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos. So b'nei Yisrael, es haShabbos is Rosh Yitavis Bia. And the Rosh adds, v'habonais b'chlal, and the girls are b'chlal. And Pura Charifta asks, what does he mean, bonais b'chlal? That bonais are also b'chlal hilchashmir Shabbos. What does that have to do over here? Avad poshet that the Karas Achilas Shum wasn't sent to ladies. And what does it mean about bonais b'chlal? And he also asks, why is the Rosh bringing a different pasuk than the Gemara brings? The Gemara brings a pasuk, asher per yita b'itoi, that's Oynes Talmid Chom, is on Shabbos. So the Pura Charifta explains the Rosh that the Rosh is bringing a different pasuk, because the Rosh is explaining it's not only for Talmidei Chachamim, it's Zman Bia for everyone. And he says that the Rosh, there's a Torah Sefer in the Rosh, when the Rosh writes V'Bonis B'chlal, it's supposed to say V'Akol B'chlal, that everyone's Nichlal in this Inyan of Bia on Shabbos, and therefore the Rosh is coming to explain this Inyan, that the Din Tekana Shum is Negev for everyone, it's not only for Talmidei Chachamim. And the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Pei brings from Sefer Hasidim, that Shum is V'Vatal Sataiva, and therefore you need to eat Dafka Shum Mtsuyim. Shlum Tzuyim, that's Marbe Mesazera. If you look at in the Lashon of the Goyin, the Maise Rav, and Ais Kuf Chavdal, that we brought before, the Goyin's Lashon is that it should be Mavushal. It's a little mashba, not like the Sefer Chassidim. The Gemara goes on to the next takana. And the next takana is shetei isha mashkemes ba'oifek kedei shetei pas b'tzuya la'aniyim, that there should be pas, there should be bread that's motzi for the aniyim. If she bakes early, so when the aniyim come around, they'll already be pas ready. If she bakes later, so then when the aniyim come around, lav dafka, the pas will be ready. So the Darkei Moshe and Siman Tov Reish Gimel brings a Mordechai that there's an Indian to bake for Yontif. And the Mashman the Mordechai brings that there's an Indian to bake Chalas for Yontif. And he says it's Mashman the Mordechai that on Shabbos you don't have to, Dafka for Yontif. But the Darkei Moshe says that from Ar Sugya it's Mashman that you do have to. And the Achronim ask that doesn't say anywhere in Ar Sugya anything to do with Erev Shabbos. So, Kenira, that the Darkei Moshe had such a girsa on our Gemara that says that Isha, when she's oif on Erev Shabbos, she should be mashkin va'oife. And if you look at Yerushalmi in Megillah on Perek Dal, it brings down these takanas Ezra on the beginning of Perek Dal of Megillah. The Yerushalmi brings that this lashon that you should be when Isha's oif on Erev Shabbos. I in the Shita of Shem Rabbeinu Yonasan brings that it's an Indian on Erev Shabbos. And the Prima Godim in Simar Reish Mem Beis of Katan Dal explains this the Darkei Moshe. That he says it's posh that the takana has nothing to do with baking bread. Ezra was not besakin that you should bake bread l'kavod Shabbos. You should bake challah l'kavod Shabbos. The takana was for aniyim. That when you should bake early. Now, why did the Yerushalmi or the Darkei Moshe seemingly had a gears in our Gemara, Erev Shabbos? But the fact that the Gemara discussed the issue of baking on Erev Shabbos was obviously that was his man when people bake bread. And the people bake bread on Erev Shabbos. Why? Must be, but there was a minute to bake bread for Kavod Shabbos. And you didn't go and buy bread. There was an Indian dafka to bake bread on Erev Shabbos or Kavod Shabbos. And if you look at the Magen Avraham, over there at Siman Reish Ben Beis, it's Fakat Adal, and he brings another Makar that is an Indian to bake challahs for Shabbos from the famous story in Gemara and Tainus of Ishtish or B'chanina Ben Daisa, that she didn't have bread and she just put in wood in the oven to make like she was baking challah for Shabbos. Before that, there was a minig to bake challahs for Shabbos. And the Bi'ur Halacha over there says that Lav Shaper Avdi, and these ladies that they go, buy from a bakery, they're being mamayin and covered Shabbos. And he says that that's not the right thing. Obviously, if you're able, they go buy challahs, you should bake yourself out the inyan of covered Shabbos. The Gemara brings another takana shtei isha chayfefes b'teilelas. That there's an Indian that an isha should be chayfef, that she should. Rashi says she should comb herself. So what it means exactly, but chayfefes means that somehow she should wash herself off from all the chatzitzes before she's teivel. The Gemara asks that's deraisa. If an isha is teivel with a chatzitza, it's ma'akev deraisa. Brachos of sarim ma'im shall loy yehi dover chaytes be'besar l'ma'im. And esab sar, it's a tafel of sar, you might need sar. There's an inyan of chatzitza on the guf, it's an inyan of chatzitza on sar. So the Gemara says, no, midday rice is a unique. Look, she could check herself, she doesn't have a chatzitza, she doesn't have a chatzitza. Still, mikdari nami mos bidi, mishum chatzitza. But also, ezo tika, iu tika chafifa. Ezo's besakin, you have to make, it's not enough just to check. Possibly he was worried that the checking wouldn't help, you might not check well. You should go and make a chafifa, you should go and wash yourself off, and make sure there's no chatzitzas. Taisvis over here in the Vematzah Shtei Isha Chafef speaks for a Beit Tam that the din Chafif is only on the head, Elabaroish on the here, and he says, and you see for the Gemara says, Bidaraisa Luyudi Dilma Mikdar, maybe the here will get tied. So you see that we're discussing the here, and that's with Inyan Chafifa. Chafifa means Dafka and here, and there's no Inyan Medina of this Gemara that the Isha has to wash herself off Lagamri. And Taisvis Dida on Sabbath Fava Beis also says this. But at the end, in the last line, he says that the minig is lirchas kol haguf. The minig in Klai Yisrael is that the isha washes her whole guf. But in there in Taisus Mashpat, the reason for this minig is because we're not tzaymach har beit tam. He brings down a shita from Shmariyah b'shem Rashi, and he says they shot him a damim nasa meisah. He says we can't be tzaymach lemeisah beit tam. Therefore, the minig is to be machmer, and you should make a chafifa on the whole guf. But the Ramban over there in Nida and Daf Samach Vav, he says no. True, we hold like a bit of time that the din chafif is only on sar, but he says, therefore, doesn't mean it's only sar shabaroish. It's any place in the guf where the isha has sar. There's a chiv chafifa. And therefore, we have a minute to wash our whole guf, since there's other places where the isha has to be chafif anyways. So therefore, there's a minhag to wash the whole guf. The Rambam in Hilchos Mikvayos, the Perek Beis Halacha Tesfah, brings down from the Ga'onim that the halacha is that if you have roiv, but the raisa roiv ruba makpitz ma'akiv tefillah, but the rabbanon roiv she'ini makpitz is ma'akiv. He says that the din roiv, the Ga'onim hold, the sar, you look at it as its own entity, and you need roiv sar. If roiv sar has a chatzitza, it's ma'akiv tefillah. Even though altogether, if you counted the guf together with the sar, the roiv sar wouldn't be roiv. The guf would be the roiv. Afal pikein says the goyim. No, there's a bzundra din. There's a special din chatzitza just in the sar, and the Rambam over there argues. Rambam says no, the sar is a chiddik of the guf, and you have to have roiv on the whole guf. There's a ruben shein and makbid on the whole guf, including the sar. Then it's a chatzitza, and if not, it's not a chatzitza. So Rabbi Chanan over here in Kavet Shiurim and Oisadi Beis, he asks. And that the Gemara over here brings a special pasuk for chatzitza and sar. So bishlei b'lefi de goyinim. There's a special new din over here. We're saying that sar is a new din chatzitza b'fnei atzmai. So we understand why I need a pasuk. But if we go with the Rambam shita that there's no special din chatzitza and sar, so why need a pasuk? Pashit. B'chanan assumes that it's pashit that you need to have a tefillah on everything. You have to be tevil your whole guf. So why wouldn't there be a din chatzitza and sar? So Rabbi Chanan over there establishes that chatzitza does not mean that you weren't tevil. If someone has a chatzitza on his guf, on his foot, doesn't mean he wasn't tevil his foot. If a person goes into a mikvah, he's totally covered in the water, even if he has chatzitza on him, he made a full tefillah, he made a full bias mayim. There's a full bias mayim here. There's a chatzitza. There's a din chatzitza. And therefore Rabbi Chanan says that if there's a din, v'rochetz b'sarim b'mayim, shlo yidover chitzis b'sarim b'mayim, That's a chiddush of chatzitza on basar. Doesn't mean that there's a din chatzitza on sar. Even if you have to be tevil of sar, doesn't mean that there's a din chatzitza on sar. And therefore, you need a new chiddush that there should be a din chatzitza on sar. If you look in the Brisker Rav over there on the Rambam, it's a vore. He holds not like Rabbi Chanan that you need a chiddush just that there should be a din tefil on sar itself. And he explains the machlekes Rambam and the Ga'onim what was the chiddush of the din sar. This that the Torah is bechadish, it's a did bias mayim on sar, it's a did feel on sar. So the Goyim understood it's chadish that you have to be tevil the sar. It's a new din, you have to be tevil sar, and therefore they hold it. It's a new did, you have to have roiv sar to have the tefillah. It's a new did tefillah, it's not nothing to do with the guf. You have to be tevil the sar also, and therefore if there's roiv sar has a chatzitza, so there's a chsar in the tefillah of the sar. Says the Brisker Rav, Mashenkin the Rambam. The Rambam understood that the chiddush is not that it's a new did tefillah on sar. The chiddush is that the sar is also nichal on the guf gabi tefillah, and therefore the Rambam holds that the chatzitza is going to be tali, the roiv of the chatzitza is going to be tali in the guf together with the sar. And he says that's the lashon of Rambam. Lashon of Rambam is it's kigufu yuchashav leinyan tefillah, that the chiddush of this pasuk of es b'sarias a tefillah b'sarias just to be mar, but the sar also is like the guf gabi tefillah. The Vilna Gaon in Siman Kuf Sadi Ches in Sifkat Yer Aleph brings a rail to the Shitas HaGaonim from this Gemara, from our Gemara. The Gemara says that with the Raisa you have to be Ma'ayin Dilma Mikdar, because maybe we're scared that the hair got tied. Ask the Gaon with the Raisa, the Halacha is you need to have Rubaya Makbid in order to be a Chatzitza. As before in the Gemara in Erev and Daftal, you need Rubaya Makbid. So how in the world could you have a Rubaya Makbid just on Sar? Just on tied tsar. Bishleim lefi deshita sagoinim. So it could be that roiva versar is tied up and it'll be a chatzitza. But lefi de Rambam, even if all sar is tied up, it's not going to be roiva of the guf. So how can the Gemara say that midaraisa is a chatzitza of dilma miktar? So if there he speaks out, if you look at the Arsabeach, he also is bothered by this problem. The Arsabeach in the Chasisuri Bia, Perek Dalar Alochaches. And the Arsameach says a teretz, which the Goyin also brings down. The Arsameach says that maybe we mean Betziruf, talking about that there's a big chatzitza on our guf. But that wouldn't be roiv. And Betziruf or sar, that would make, that would be roiv. But the Goyin says that it's not mashma like that in the Gemara. The Goyin speaks out that it's dilma miktar, inami ma'as midi. You tell me the miktar also needs a ma'as midi on our guf. So it's mashma that the miktar is it's just miktar, it's nothing else. And so the Arsameach there says another teretz, and he says, Teretz the Gefer, our whole sugya, the whole idiot of Tekonis Ezra, and he says as follows. He says that the Tekonis Ezra were not tsuyogim, and sometimes Chazal make Tekonis v'sharmus v'shmarati 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 tsuyogim, not to be over on Didim from the Torah. The inyan of Takanas Ezra was the kiyam ma'uma olachayah mishpacha. It says a lot of the inyanim were because he wanted that there should be b'kusharim b'nesheyem and they shouldn't be begarish them. He says, he's looking Malachi, Malachi, which the Gemara in Megillah says was Ezra, if you want Shita, was very busy at the Kleisel, shouldn't be Megarish Nesheyem, that the Noshim should be Chavivis al Baleim. That's why we have a lot of these Takanas. And he says that there was a problem of Noshim Nachrius. And when they came up for Bayashadim, even though there was a problem that they were married to Noshim Nachrius, they wanted to make that the B'nai Yisrael should be Chaviva al Baleim. That's why he says they were misakin the Reichlin, that there should be makeup, and that's why he says that there should be that kind of tefilos that tefilos balkari, that there shouldn't be between etzel sheseim kitan gaylem, and there should be chaviv aleim, shouldn't be between etzel mechol shah. All these takanas, and he says therefore the Rambam understood that the takanas chafifa here was we worried about chatzitza. Now what's that the takanas chafifa? He says the takanas chafifa was shul yikshu nima, that she should, here should be well, she shouldn't be yikshu nima, and she should look nice for her husband. That was the inyan of chafifa. And therefore, what the Gemara means to ask over here doesn't mean that there's a chatzitza dairaisa. The Gemara means to ask dairaisa here, that this din chafifa would be a pashti siyog for a dairaisa. Doesn't mean that it's dairaisa. It's a siyog for a dairaisa, because we know there's a din rabbanon of chatzitza, and this is a problem of pashta, of a regular din siyog, a regular takana, like we find all over Shas. It's not one of the takanas Ezra. That's what the Gemara means to ask. And that the Gemara answers, no, that because of Chatzitza, we wouldn't have a problem. Because with that, you could be Ma'ayin. Ezra came in Misak and Chafifa because that the Vashem should be nice for the husbands. Nothing to do with Chatzitza. That's how he says, that's Bor, that's how the Ram learned the Gemara. And the Fidus Ar Samech answers a lot of different kashas. Look in the Rishash, it's a in the beginning of our sugya, it's kashas why we're minor other takanas Ezra. See this, you can answer that the takanas Ezra that we're counting over here, the asara takanas weren't just regularized. Maybe Ezra made other takanas, other siyogim for the Torah. These are special takanas that our Sameach says was with the tikkun of uma, and for the frat for the noshim, that the noshim should be chavivis al baleim. The Gemara goes on to the next takana. To the takana of tefillah lebali keryon, and the Gemara says the tefillah lebali keryon midaraisi. It says in the pasuk that you have to be toivel. So the Gemara says that's if you want to eat truma and kachim. And he was besaken that with divrei Torah to be able to learn Torah, he was besaken that someone that you should be toivel. If someone's a balkari, you should be toivel. So Tosfos said divrei masra asa iu v'tikun. I feel divrei Torah. Taisa says, "Loi kaimel anachu." We don't hold this way. Elo, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Divrei Torah ain't makabel tum." So Taisa asks, "How could this be? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was a Tana. How could he argue on Ezra? How could it be bevatel the din of Ezra?" So Taisa says, either Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that this was not one of the asarat takanas of Ezra, or he holds that Ezra gufa and his takana was master. Whoever wants to be bevatel, it could be bevatel it. Or maybe he says it wasn't pashat yisuri b'chol Yisrael. It's a klal that if someone makes a takana, it wasn't pashat yisuri b'chol Yisrael, you could go and be mevatlet. So Taisa says, therefore, takanas Ezra, we don't hold the takanas Ezra, we don't hold that you're allowed to learn Torah even if you're not toivel. The Rif brings from Rav Hai that it's not clear if the takanas Ezra is still kayim l'gabi tefila. True, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, like Taisa says, l'gabi Torah. But what's l'gabi tefila? So he says it's not clear. If it's not clear in the Gemara whether Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was mevatel l'gabi tefila also, and therefore he should go bust at a minig, and he says that the minig was b'shas Rav Hai was yet that people should be balkari was tevil before he davened before tefila, but the Rambam in Perek Dal Halacha Dal Hilchos Tefila he holds no he's before first of all very interesting he holds that the takanas Ezra was only for Torah, was not for tefila. Ezra made a takana for Torah. He says afterwards there was a takana after Ezra they were masakin who adin for tefila. The Ketzer Mishnah over there asks, where does the Rambam, where does it say such a takana? Where do we find such a takana that someone else was besakan a takana l'bali karyon for gabi tefila? And the Rambam shita is that when they were mevatel it both for Torah and both for tefila. The Rambam does bring that there's a minig. He brings that in Eretz Shinar, there's a minig to be roichetz. Pashti means the did of Tisha Kabin, but he holds that the Rambam midina paskins that the Takanas Ezra is bottled both for tefillah and for Torah. And that's at a Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Pei Ches. And Aruch Chaim, he paskins that the tefillah, you don't need tefillah, a balkari does not need to make tefillah to daven, he could daven without tefillah, without being tevil. Mishnah Berurah on Sefkata Beis, over there in 7 Peches, speaks out that even though Medina, we paskin like the Mechaber, he says, well, Misha Yirtza, someone who wants to be Machmer, Tova, the Bracha, but he speaks out, Barak, Yemal Yedeza, the Yavitz, Man Kriyashma, tefillah. And he's specific that maybe even tefillah b'tzibur, maybe it's not even g'day to be deicha tefillah b'tzibur. And the Shatzian over there, he explains, because since Medina we paskin that he was mevatel it, so to go be mekel on any Indian, even to be mekel on tefillah b'tzibur, says the Shatzian, it wouldn't be g'day, because Medina we hold that we mevatel to Kanes Ezra. And the Gemara goes on and brings that the Asar Dvarim Nemri Yishlaim is 10 things said special about Yishlaim. The Gemara brings the first few of them are Ein Abayis Cholopot, it doesn't have the din of Batei Ari Choyma, that if he's dead after a year, you can't go be paid it back. Ve'ein Mevi'a Egla Rufa, it doesn't bring Egla Rufa, ve'ein Anas Eir Nidachas, ve'ein Abitam Medegoyim. And the Gemara explains each one of these reasons is because all these dinim are totally the pasuk of Mavor by Batei Yerachem. It says the koyin oisel de roisav uksaver leneschalk Yishlaim l'shvatim. And as by Egla Rufa it says shem lekecha noisem lechal l'rishta and Yishlaim leneschalk l'shvatim. Can't be your nidachas. It says arecha Yishlaim leneschalk l'shvatim. But in goyim it says eretz achuzaschem. So the Gemara says that this brisa holds leneschalk Yishlaim l'shvatim. Yishlaim wasn't divided up for shvatim, and therefore all these dinim don't apply. So Taisvis and the Ramaschal, the aim of Tamim B'degoyim, Taisvis asks, Taisvis speaks out, that doesn't mean over here, Loinis Chalkul Shvatim does not mean that the Klai Yisrael bought it back with Taish Tashla Yerichai, that they gave the Shvatim that got, that the Yushlaim was a Megila Chalik, they gave them a Chalik of Taish Tashla Yerichai Tachtel. Taisvis says, because if you look at Yuba, it's Mavor over there, not like that. The Manamar Loinis Chalkul means that Bechlal didn't go to Hashavit at all. Loinis Chalkul Mamish, was that Eschalik and always all the Shvatim had a Rishus over Yerushalayim. Did it belong special to one Shevet? But Taisus asks, so how did our Gemara know that we're going like the man the Amar like Eschalik and Shvatim? Because the Gemara is before that even like the man the Amar and Eschalik and Shvatim, the Beis HaMikdash is not Matam and Bidagon. And the reason is, because even though the Beis HaMikdash was the Eschalik originally the Shvatim, but afterward, Klai Yisrael bought the Makam HaMikdash back instead of Deisha Shal Yerichai, could the Omar Hassan, like he says over there, look at the Marsha says, if you look over there, it's not Mashma like that, it doesn't say anywhere that they gave Deisha Shal Yerichai instead of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pleishua explains, Taisa doesn't mean that it's Taisa says over there, it's Mashma over there, that it was the Schalik. And therefore, why is it not Matam? It must be that it was Deisha Shal Yerichai Tachtam. The Pleishua says, Taisa doesn't mean that there's a Raya, we see somewhere there, Mefurish, that they gave Deisha Shal Yerichai Tachtam. Taisus is saying it since over there it's mashma there was this chalik, so therefore it must be that they were nice to shal yirichei tachtov. So as Taisus, maybe in Yerushalayim also they were nice to shal yirichei tachtov. They gave yirichei instead of Yerushalayim also. The same way we're saying that the Beis HaMikdash, even though it was this chalik, afal pikein, afterwards it didn't belong to one shevet dafka, it belonged to all the shvatim, but they gave them instead of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the same thing happened to Yerushalayim. And how does our Gemara know that it was loinis chalik to the shvatim? So answers Taisus, that in the by the Beis HaMikdash, it's a svara. It's a svara that even if there was a schalik and it was given to a shevet, it's a svara that Klai Yisrael bought it from them, that it should be belong to the whole Klai Yisrael. Now, Shekin Yerushalayim, if it was a schalik, there's no svara, why would they buy it back? So the Brisker Rav, in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, he asks, he doesn't understand what Taisa is saying. That there's a din, and there's a halacha of kibush v'chilik, there's a halacha that we have to be kibush v'chilik and be mechalikit. And Aval Pikein is a man the Omer that holds that Yerushalayim was loinis chalak l'shvatim. So he obviously holds that there's an inyan that Yerushalayim should be belong to all the shvatim together. So the same way we understand in the Beis HaMikdash that there's a man the Omer that holds the schalka, but afterwards they bought it because there's an inyan that the Beis HaMikdash should belong to all the shvatim. So maybe the man the Omer that the schalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim also holds that the Yerushalayim should belong to all the shvatim, and therefore they brought it back afterwards. Why is Taisa saying there's a svara only the Gabi of the Beis HaMikdash that they brought it back afterwards, and not the Gabi Yerushalayim itself? And you can't say that the Gabi Yerushalayim there's no svara b'chal that it should belong to Klai Yisrael. So MK, and why is what trying to demand the Omer that Yerushalayim was loin eschalka l'shvatim? And he asks also, you see from the man the Omer eschalka that they had to push the way that even though he holds also that Beis HaMikdash should belong to everyone, but they were first Mechalikit, and then they brought it back. So the Biskarov asks, so why is there a man that holds that they weren't Mechalikit? There's a Pashta Eitzah. Why did they just do this? He says the Beis HaMikdash is only built much later. They should have been Mechalikit right away. They would have had the place right away. And then afterwards, they could have bought it back afterwards. What's Pshat in this Machoikis is a man the Omer that holds Ischalka and then they bought it back. And there's a man the Omer that holds it Loin Ischalka B'chlal. So the Briskerov explains, Al Pi Sefri. The Sefri brings that there's a steer in the Psukim. In one pasuk it says that the Mokam Asher Yivcha Hashem is Ba'achad Shvatechot, by one of your Shvatim. And in one place the pasuk says, it says, B'kol Shvatechem. And the Sefri says there are two terutz to this steer. One terutz is that Ba'achad Shvatechot means the place. The place belongs to one Shevet. And B'kol Shvatechem is referring to the money that's bought. The place will be bought by all your Shvatim. And the second teretz that the Sefri gives is that Ba'achad Shvatecha is talking about Mishkan Shiloh. And B'kol Shvatecha is talking about Yerushalayim. And the Biskarov says it's before in the Sefri further on, but it's Pashit, that this two terutzim is Ar Machlekes if the Schalko loin is Schalko. The first teretz of the Sefri that says that the teretz of Stira is that the Achad Shvatecha is going on the Mokim and the Kol Shvatechem is going on the Momin, that's going like the Mount of Nischalke Yerushalayim L'Shvatim. And therefore, both Mishkan, both Shiloi, and both Yerushalayim is both the Achad Shvatecha. And the whole din of the Kol Shvatechem is only on the money, is only on the Mokim HaMikdash. Mashiach, the second teretz that's Bechalik between Yerushalayim and Shiloh, it says that the din of Ba'achat Shvatecha is only in Shiloh, but Yerushalayim is the din of B'kol Shvatechem. He holds that Yerushalayim is loin eschalk l'shvatim. And the Biskarov explains that this din of Ba'achat Shvatecha or B'kol Shvatechem, when we discuss, is this a place of one shevet or the shvatim, it's not totally in who owns it. Even if you go and buy it, it's totally in B'shas Techalukas Aretz, which shevet it went to. If the Shasach Lucas Arts went to Shevet Yehuda, that would be referred to a place of Shevet Yehuda, even if other Shvatim come and buy it from him, that doesn't make it not a place of Shevet Yehuda. And therefore he explains, the man, the Omar that holds Loin Eschalka, he holds it as a din of Bikol Shevtechem. The din of Achad Shevtechem is talking about Shiloh. The Beis HaMikdash has a din Bikol Shevtechem, and therefore it couldn't be Nischalik. If it would be Nischalik, even if we would go buy it back, it wouldn't be considered that the Mokka is Bikol Shevtechem. It would be considered that it's a Mokkaim of Shevet Echad that's bought by other Shvatim, and therefore he holds it can't be Bechlal Nischalik Shvatim. He says, Masha Enkein, the Beis HaMikdash is another din. Chutzvan Alacha of the Mokkaim, should it be Blunk Bikol Shevtechem or should it be Achad Shvatecha? In the Beis HaMikdash, he says, just like we find in Menachas Chav Beis, there's a din that the Mizbeach has to come from the tzibur, from the whole Klai Yisrael. We find that the Klisharis has to come from the whole, has to be owned by the tzibur. The Big Tekuna, the Gemara's before it, has to be owned by the tzibur. The Beis HaMikdash itself also has to belong to the tzibur. The mominus of the Beis HaMikdash, the house of the Beis HaMikdash has to belong to the tzibur. So therefore he says that even the man, the Omer that holds that the Schalka Yushalayim Meshvata, but he still holds it, that they had to go and rebuy back the Mokim, the Beis HaMikdash, that it should belong to all the Shvatim. But not that the Mokim has to be all the Shvatim. The Mokim can be Shevet Yudah, the Mokim can be Shevet Binyamin. It's just a din that the Beis HaMikdash should belong, and the Kinyan Mamet of the Beis HaMikdash should belong to the whole Tzibur. There's a din that the Beis HaMikdash should be Mishal Tzibur. Should it be owned by a Yachid? So the Biskarov says, but that din doesn't apply B'chal by Yerushalayim. There's no reason in the world why Yerushalayim should have to be owned by a tzibur. Yerushalayim can be owned by who you want. It's a special din in the Mizbeach, in the Big Tekuna, in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mamonis should belong to the tzibur. He says, Masha Inkin, the din of Mokka Masha Yivchar Hashem, in this drasha that there's a din, Mikol Shevtechem, and the din of Mokka Masha Yivchar Hashem, that's a din in the Mokkaim. In the Mokkaim, that's Shaykh to Yerushalayim also. And therefore, the man, the Omer that holds Loin Eschalk Yerushalayim Meshvatim holds that there's a din that not only the Beis HaMikdash, but Yerushalayim also should be only from a Mokkaim of all the Shvatim. And it can't be Neschalik to a special, to one Shevet. And he says, therefore, it's Pashut what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying is that the man, the Omer holds Eschalka, he doesn't hold as a din in Mokkaim, that the Mokkaim HaShivcha Hashem has to be belong to Kol Shevtechem. He holds a din HaShemokkaim, and the din HaShivcha Hashem could be Ba'achad Shvatecha. Doesn't have to be Mikol Shevtechem. The whole din that he holds that has to come Mishal Tzibur is Dafka Svar in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Svar, says Taisvis, that you should buy back Yerushalayim. Who cares who Yerushalayim belongs to in the Kinyan Mamon? The whole noise of Yerushalayim would maybe be that it should be Moed Neschalik Shvatim, that it should be a Mokam HaShiv HaShem, should be Mikol Shevteichem. But the other man, the Omar, that holds Neschalik Yerushalayim Shvatim, and he holds that the Mokam could be Be'achat Shvatecha, there's no reason B'chlal, the Kinyan Mamet of Yerushalayim should belong to the Tzibur. Beis HaMikdash, as it did Tzibur, so it's a Svar that they brought it back with Doish Tashal Yerichoy. Masha Inkin, the Mokam of Yerushalayim, says Tzibur, there's no Svar B'chlal, that the Shvatim should go and buy it back, Laman the Omar Neschalik Yerushalayim Shvatim. The Chazon Ish in Yuma and Kufcha in Arachaim Sim Kufcha Vav Ischess, he seemingly argues in the Brisker Rav, and he says that even the man the Omar Loynis Chalku Yishlaim LeShvatim does not mean that it didn't go into the Shvatim's Chaluka. It's Pashat, he says it went into the Shvatim's Chaluka. He brings Psukim in Tanakh, a bunch of Psukim that the Makom Yishlaim was Chelik Binyamin, Chelik Yehuda. And he says, therefore, it's Pasha that I went into the Chalukah of the Shvatim. The din of Leinis Chalukah Yishlaim Shvatim means that the Shvatim were never Zoiche Legamri in their Chalik. In the Chalik of where the Yishlaim was, and the Beis HaMikdash was, and they were Mashiach, that wherever it was, he says, and that they didn't even know where it was. They didn't know where the place would be. So it's Pasha that it had to be in the Chalik, together with the rest of Eretz Yisrael. He says they were Mashiach as Schus, wherever the Makom HaMikdash would be, wherever Yishlaim would be, is a Schus Shimush, for the whole Klai Yisrael. That's all that of Lein Eschalko. Eschalko means that it's not in the Gamri belong to that Shevet. It's a din schus of the whole Klai Yisrael. The Mishayr and the Chlukas Ha'or, it's a schus for the whole Klai Yisrael to use that Mokim. And he says that in Lekul Yalma, they gave Deisha Shal Yerichai Tachas HaMikdosh. He says, everyone agrees, even the man the Omar, Lein Eschalko Yishlaim L'Shvatim, he says that, of course, it belonged to Shevet Binyamin and Yudah, and therefore, everyone holds, he says, we find all over that they gave Deisha Shal Yerichai. And he says, Lefizel will come out Shloika Halacha, but we pass him Loinis Chalka. He says, of course, Emunot, even the man of Loinis Chalka, it still belonged to Shevet Binyamin. And therefore, the Makam HaMikdash, since we want it to belong to the whole Klai Yisrael, everyone agrees, even the man of Loinis Chalka, that the Klai Yisrael bought it from the Shvatim, Shevet Binyamin, Yehuda, with the idea of Deish Deshal Yerichai. It seems as a machlekes chazanish of Biskarov. What does it mean, loynis chalka? Biskarov says loynis chalka means there was no chaluka bechlal. The shevet had nothing to do with the shevet. It belonged to kol klai so equally. And the chazanish says he brings psukim that loynis chalka does not mean it didn't go into their shevet. It went to the chelik of the shevet. It just means that there was a schus for klai so on that marker. The Gemara goes on and it's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down halacha. Ain megadel chazir. You're not allowed to be megadel chazir in b'chol makom. Never the halacha is not allowed to be megadel chazir. So Tosfos has a kasha that why do you need a special takana of lo yegadel chazirim? Tepek lei the osel lasis chayir b'chol dvarim tmeim. Brings a mishnah in shvias. The halacha is you're not allowed to do business with dvarim tmeim, with non kosher food. You're not allowed to do business with dvarim tmeim. So Tosfos answers that this halacha is only when you be megadel v'achibo. But if you're doing schayr with things that are right to eat, that are aimed to eat, and it's so, things that are aser b'achilo, then there's an iser that you're not allowed to have this business. Asher enki dover that's not aimed b'achilo, like he says chazir or not dafka aimed b'achilo, you could use them for the iris or you could use it for the shemen. Mutter ba'anoy, you could use the chaylev. These things says Tosfos. This is the halacha is that it's mutter to do schayr. So therefore, chazir the person would be able to have. Would technically be able to have a business of chazir, as long as he's not using them ma'achilo, they're not selling them ma'achilo. And therefore, says Tosfos, need this special takara v'yigadol m'chazirim, a special reason that Chazal made a new isser that you shouldn't be m'gadol chazirim. The Rashba also brings down this kasha of Tosfos, and he says a different teretz. He says this whole isser of loyas ha'schir is only to go and buy and sell. But if someone comes into his rishus, he's yerush chazirim. Or he's yerush dvarim tmeim or other things, then the loch is he's allowed to go and sell it. He's allowed to be begadol him. He's just not allowed to go and buy and sell. If it's dam in the rishus, it's mutter for him to be begadol. That's why we need a new iser that even in such a case where it's dam in the rishus, he fell in a yerusha or something like that, the loch is lo yegadol amam chazir. But if you look in the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis, the Rambam learns that that is the din of our Mishnah. A very interesting pshat. He learns that the iser of our Mishnah, the yegadol amam chazirim, is gufa that you're not allowed to do schayr with dvarim tmeim. And it seems like he holds that the chazirim is lav dafka, that's just a normal thing that people used to be megadol. But any davar tamei, it's usher for someone to do schayr with. And that's the din of our Mishnah. Tesis kasha is not shver. The reason why there's the isser to be megadol chazirim is gufa because of this thing. That is the din of the Mishnah. And the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka seems to say a different reason. The Rambam Yad HaChazaka on Parakei Niski Mom and Alocha Tess, he brings down the dinner, you're not allowed to be Megadol Chazirim. And he says, you're not allowed to also be Megadol Klovim, unless it's tied up on Shalshalas. He brings down all the Prati Didim of Kelev. And then he says, the Omru Chachamim, Orur Megadol Klovim V'Chazirim, the Nesha Ezekim Ruba Omatzi. He doesn't say clearly what the Izzer is, but when he speaks out what the Orur, he says the reason why it's a special Orur, he says it's the Orur for Chazirim and it's Orur on Klovim. And he says the reason for the Orur is Nesha Ezekim Matzi. There's Hezek Matzi. It's interesting that Chazirim have, there's a special Hezek that Chazirim do more than any other animal. And therefore, the Rambam seems to hold that the Isser of Chazirim is because of a Din Hezek, which would fit very well in our Mishnah, with our Mishnah talking about the Din of Eima Gadam, Eima Dako. And the interesting reason, so it comes out we have three reasons to the Isser. Taisa seems to hold that there's a new Isser of Asal Gadol Chazirim, something to do with the Gemara, the Maisa the Gemara brings. The Chazirim is not a good thing. And the Rambam and Pirush Mishnai seems to hold that the Isser of our Mishnah is Gufa Halacha of Asul Aseh Schayer B'Dvarim Tmeim, and we have the Rambam in Yad HaChazak, which seems to hold that the Isser is because of a Hezek. And the Gemara, in the story over here that the Gemara brings with Hyrcanus and Estrobulus, when they're fighting against each other, the Gemara says that they were passed them over, every day they passed them over Tmidim. It's interesting. What is halacha by Tamid? The Gemara in Psachim, Dabtzali Vav, says that a Tamid needs a beaker dal yam. You have to check it for yam before you makrav it. You have to check it from a mom. We learned it out from Pesach Mitzrayim. It's a dip beaker dal yam. So Taisus in Sukkah Daf Membeis, Taisus says the v'masul she'ene mevukar she'ene mevukarim. Taisus says that. That even if you shecht to something, it's Einim Avukar, even if you find that it's a tam, it's puzzle, it's a psul of Einim Avukar. The Gemara over there seems to, before that's puzzle, the Gemara that you could technically learn means if you found afterwards that there was a mum. Places learns the Gemara not like that. The Gemara is talking about a case where even if you found that it wasn't a Baal mum, but if you, as long as you didn't check it, it's a psul and it's puzzle by the Evan. The Gvura Sari in Tainis Tavchav Tes, he brings down the street as Taisus. And he says that L'chayra from Er Gemara will be a Ryan not like that. From Er Gemara, it's before they passed over to meet him, and L'chayra, he says it's not mashma that they passed them, they're passing them down 4 days in advance, and they already had, they just needed them for 4 days from now. It's mashma that they needed it for that day. And he says also, it's also a little shver to say that they were samech, that the people on the other side of the wall, they were also Yidden, they were mavakrit 4 days before, and then they sent it over. He said, you see the Yerushalmi and Tainis before that the same story happened with the Roimim, with the Goyim. What do you say over there? How could they weren't Mavakarit over there? And so he seems like he doesn't, he wants to argue on Taisis, but this, the Gurusari that we have, it's Chasser. This piece is Chasser, so that's, he ends over there. He brings these Kashas on Taisis. You look already in Simon, in the Urzarua, in Simon Reish Tezayin, in Psachim, he discusses this Safik. He says he has a Safik. What's the halacha if you make a Darvish Enim a Booker? And he says he's noted it's not ma'akiv, and he brings a raya from Er Gemara, he brings the Gevurah Sari's raya from Er Gemara, it will be mashba, it's not ma'akiv. But he fears, he says the ma'isa, he brings a tesefta, the tesefta is very, brings a pasuk, that if you ma'akiv davar she'in ha'mavukar, the halacha is that it's ma'akiv, and he says you can't learn, it's talking about that it was a baal mum, then why need a whole pasuk, the tesefta there brings a pasuk, and therefore he comes out the maskara, like Taisus and Sukkot Daf Membeis, that she'in ha'mavukar is ma'akiv.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.